The American Dairy Association, the nation's dairy farmers, present the Bob Hope Show, transcribed direct from the Veterans Administration Hospital in Long Beach, California, with Les Brown and his band of renown. For the American Dairy Association, whose dairy farmers produce the world's finest family of delicious, healthful foods, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. Our singing star, Margaret Whiting. Our special guest, Esther Williams. And here he is, Bob Hope.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Here I am, ladies and gentlemen, for the American Dairy Association, which sends you Christmas greetings for the entire year and me for 30 minutes. Yes, sir. The dairy farmers of America are really grateful to the American public for their support, and they've asked me to tell you that as long as you keep consuming milk, they'll be in there pulling for you. A couple of my sponsors don't know it, but today I'm so full of Christmas spirit that I went out today and hung sleigh bells on all their cows. I won't say where, but tomorrow morning a couple of milkers are going to be Swiss bell ringers. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're at the Long Beach Veterans Hospital, which is about 25 miles south of Los Angeles as the crow flies, and about 20 miles south of Santa Anita as the doe flies. But over 2,000 veterans call this place home. At least that's what they call it when the nurses are within earshot. Nurse, that's a girl in a white uniform who can take your temperature and give you one, both at the same time. To give you an idea how cute the nurses are in this hospital, somebody hung a bunch of mistletoe in surgery, and they had to operate on one poor guy twice. Once to cure what was wrong with him, and once to get his lips unpuckered. These nurses are so cute, they even had to put a speed limit on wheelchairs here. Everybody wants a ricochet romance. But really, this is a great place, and I wish you could all see this gorgeous auditorium we have here. And I asked Colonel McBrien what time I could put on my show for the patients. He said, right after dinner, Hope. That's the usual time for their sedative. Anyway, it's wonderful to be down here on Christmas and sharing the fun. The cooks here went all out for Christmas. They wanted to give the boys a white Christmas, so they bleached the beans. I'm kidding. Actually, they had a wonderful turkey dinner and topped it all off with a flaming dessert. Flaming dessert. That's better set fire to it, Max. Somebody goofed. But it's Christmas time, and all Hollywood has gotten into the Christmas spirit. Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart hung a light in their window. Gracie Allen and Georgie Burns hung a light in their window, and Alice Faye hung Phil Harris in their window. And naturally, Santa came to Hollywood. He went to Red Skelton's house and left the joke book. Then he went to Les Brown's house and left a clarinet. Then he went to Marilyn Monroe's house and never left. That's his Santa baby for this year. But my wife has been hinting for a mink coat, so I had to do something about it. I gave her two minks and a book titled The Virtue of Patience. I didn't do very well this Christmas. Very well. I hung up my stocking when I went to look in it. Foot powder. But I got a few gifts. The boys in the band gave me some cologne. You've heard of Taboo. This is called Babaloo. You don't sprinkle it on. Desi Arnaz comes around, sprays you with a perforated maracas. I won't say it has a powerful scent, but as I was driving past Griffith Park, two skunks came out of the trees and yoo-hooed at me. I'm glad to know you had a good Christmas, Bill, and that big smile tells me you're still brimming over with a Christmas spirit.
It's been a great holiday, Bob. Lots of presents, all the butter-baked turkey I could eat, and plenty of eggnog. Now, to my mind, there's the perfect holiday beverage, eggnog. It's easy, fast, and tastes so wonderful. All you do is pick up bottles or cartons of ready-to-serve eggnog at your food store, or have your milkman deliver to your door. Add your favorite hospitality flavoring, and you've got the perfect wintertime beverage. Ready to hand your guests in only a couple of minutes from the time the doorbell rings. Let the youngsters enjoy eggnog, too, sometimes flavored with chocolate or fruit juices. Eggnog is so nutritious, rich with all the goodness of milk. Make the most of this holiday season and all your at-home occasions this winter. Serve easy, speedy eggnog.
And say, Bill, Did you remind the folks to turn in those empty milk bottles?
Oh, say, that's right, Bob. Folks, because of the current emergency situation, please return your milk bottles so that no one will have to do without. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure that you've all had a wonderful Christmas. Now, Bob spent the morning at his home in North Hollywood, and up till noon, he wasn't quite sure whether he'd had a good Christmas or not.
Let's see. Carry the 1 plus 9 plus 8 plus 5. Total adds up to $112.19. What a cheap bunch of relatives I've got. They spent exactly the same amount on presents for me as I spent on theirs.
Well, Bob, have you got it figured out yet?
Yeah, Bill, adding up all the presents I received and all the presents I gave out on the whole deal, I lost 72 cents.
You lost 72 cents?
Yeah, if I hadn't given Crosby a present, I'd have broken even.
Well, gee, you certainly didn't plunge on Bing's gift, did you? What'd you get for him?
Oh, it was very nice, Bill. I gave him an apparently gold watch with 6 apparently genuine diamonds.
Now, just a moment. Is that the kind of stuff you give Bing? Something that's apparently genuine?
Well, it matches his hair.
Listen, Rob, what did Bing give you?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Why? What did he give you?
A lifetime membership in an exclusive golf club.
Well, that sounds terrific.
Yeah, but what a club. The Penguin and Blubber Country Club of Nome, Alaska.
The Penguin and Blubber Country Club?
Yeah, nice club. You don't tip the caddy, you just rub noses.
You could pay him from here.
Yes. Careful, Bill. You can be replaced with a slice of Don Wilson, you know.
Say, Bob.
Yeah, Maggie?
I thought we were going to the Veterans Hospital in Long Beach. Hadn't we better be leaving pretty soon?
Yeah, Maggie. We'll leave as soon as Esther Williams gets here.
Oh, is she going to be in our program tonight?
Yeah. Esther Williams. Yep.
You like her?
Yep.
Her husband is 6'6 and weighs 220.
Yipe. Why do the prettiest flowers always have the biggest fence around them?
Well, gee, Bob, what if Esther's husband were just a little undernourished shrimp?
Yeah.
You wouldn't try to take advantage of the situation, would you?
That, I'm happy to say, is the story of my life. Anyway, Esther will be along in any minute. Just sit down and make yourselves at home, huh?
Hey, Bob, I see you've got some Christmas cards you haven't even opened yet.
Oh, I don't have to open these, Bill. I can tell who they are just by the fragrance. I'll show you. This one's from Ava Gardner.
Oh. Well, who's this one from?
This is Betty Grable.
Well, how about this one?
Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers?
Yeah, he must have had Trigger lick the stamp.
Well, gosh, Bob, everybody certainly remembers you. Gee, you've got presents here from Gary Cooper, Tony Martin, Alan Ladd. There's even a big package from Jack Benny.
No, that's my laundry. We have a trade agreement. Jack does my wash and I iron his toupee. By the way, Mag, how'd you like the present I sent you?
Oh, I meant to thank you, Bob. Gee, it's wonderful.
Oh, it's nothing?
Well, but it is. What other girl in town has a gift certificate for a box of Dr. Scholl's corn pads?
Well, they're very handy, Maggie. They're great for sealing up beehives, or you can stick 2 or 3 of them together and make a nice potholder. For your agent. I'm sending you another... And I'm sending you another present, Maggie. A product my brother Jack puts out. It's a guaranteed lipstick.
What's it guaranteed for?
3 games of post office with a civilian or a trip with a Marine through the Tunnel of Love. Hey, this must be Esther now. I'll get it.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, come on in. Esther Williams. Gee, honey, you look terrific.
Well, thank you, Bob.
No, I mean it. You're the answer to every guy's dream. You know you're a natural beauty?
Aren't you taking a lot for granted? How do you know I'm a natural beauty?
Honey, when I see a body by Fisher, I don't ask who made the hubcaps. Esther, you know Margaret Whiting.
Oh, we're old friends. Hi, Esther.
Hello, Maggie.
May I introduce myself, Miss Williams? I'm Bill Goodwin, the announcer on this show, and Bob's right-hand man.
Down, Rover.
Well, I feel as though I already know you, Bill. So many of my girlfriends mention you.
Oh, no doubt. I happen to be a great admirer of yours, Miss Williams. The first time I saw you, I said to myself, I said, now there is a girl.
How is that for a lucky guess?
Please, don't be uncouth.
Uncouth? Are those teeth or is your spine coming unraveled? Will you beat it, Bill? I want to talk to Esther.
Okay.
Bob, you shouldn't treat Bill that way. After all, working on your show is his bread and butter.
Yeah, but now he's trying to get in on the dessert. Anyway, Esther, I'm glad... That's all. Anyway, Esther, I'm glad you can be on the program tonight.
I'm glad you invited me.
Well, I'm glad you came.
Well, I'm glad I'm here.
I'm glad you're glad. We're beginning to sound like Liberace looks. By the way, Esther, I just saw your new picture, Easy to Love, with Van Johnson and Tony Martin, and I thought it was just great.
Well, thanks a lot, Bob.
Miss Williams, I saw your picture, too. The color was superb. The swimming scenes were magnificent. The wide screen was terrific. The acting was absolutely...
Bill Boy, I don't mind you raving about Esther's picture on my time, but did you happen to catch my picture, Here Come the Girls?
Yeah. Those romantic scenes. Those romantic scenes with Van and Tony were sensational. Gosh, even now I can feel a chill running up and down my spine.
You should. I'm holding a knife at your back. You know, Esther, I'm surprised you didn't have me as your leading man in your picture. We could have made some wonderful love scenes together.
Well, I was very happy working with Van Johnson. Why should I switch to you?
Well, why not?
Well, Bob, when you're riding the Super Chief, who transfers to the Glendale bus? I'm only kidding, Bob. I think you're a wonderful leading man. I'm sure you can be very romantic.
Do you think so, really?
Mm. Can you look at a pretty girl and put into words exactly what you're thinking?
Oh, I'd be afraid to do that.
Why, Bob?
Well, it sounds so different in court. I just thought you'd like to make a picture with me, Esther, because I happen to be a champion swimmer, too.
You're a champion swimmer?
Oh, yes. In fact, I once swam from here to Catalina in 22 hours and back in 2.5 minutes.
Well, how'd you do that?
My garter was caught in the pier. And you should see me do a high dive.
I have, Bob.
You have, really?
Mm-hmm. I saw you do a high dive in a pool at Palm Springs last week, and I'll never forget it. You dove with your arms spread out, and a little old lady said, "Look, Lockheed is making them without motors."
Hey, Bob, we better get started for Long Beach.
Yeah, come on, everybody. Say, my car's in the shop, so I'll ride with you, Esther.
Oh, I didn't bring my car, Bob. My husband dropped me off.
Oh, Big Ben? Well, we can both ride with Maggie or Bill, huh?
Oh, I didn't bring my car.
Me neither.
Well, never mind. Here comes a cab. Oh, taxi!
Gee, Bob, it's 30 miles to Long Beach, and cabs are very expensive.
Oh, well, don't give it a second thought, Esther. You're with Bob Hope now. Pile in, everybody. Oh, driver.
Yes, sir?
Take us to the nearest bus stop. Here's Margaret Whiting singing It's Christmas Time Again. Go, Mag. Mark.
Snowflakes falling, church bells calling, it's Christmas time again. Fires lighted, kids excited, it's Christmas time again. Now Santa's sleigh is on its way with candy canes and toys and wonderful things that Santa Claus brings to good little girls and boys. Candle glow and mistletoe, it's Christmas time again. Carols sung and stockings hung, it's Christmas time again. There's a tree to trim, our glasses brim with love and joy and cheer. To all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. There's a tree to trim, our glasses brim.
During the holiday week, Mom likes to take some time off, too. And believe me, she's entitled to it. Now, one way is to let folks fix their own sandwiches. Big, fat slices of turkey or ham, and, of course, a generous spread of butter. All good sandwiches begin with butter, you know. And it's that wonderful flavor of butter which glorifies the taste of the turkey. So, whenever you set out the makings for sandwiches, be sure you have the butter where folks can help themselves. Butter brightens the flavor of every food it touches. And now we continue with our show from the auditorium of the Long Beach Veterans Hospital. Hey, isn't this a wonderful place, Bob?
Oh, it sure is, Bill. And as Esther Williams just found out, these guys have really got the Christmas spirit.
Why? What happened?
Esther stood under the mistletoe and 200 bed patients became ambulatory.
I've been having a wonderful time talking to these fellas, Bob. I never realized this was such a big place.
That's the idea, Esther.
What do you mean?
Well, it's spread out so much, you have to get well before you can come here. Have you been around looking the place over?
Yes, and I've met some of the doctors and nurses. You know, there are really some cute nurses here.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of romance in a place like this, Esther. This is sort of a Shangri-La with fog.
Really, Bob?
Anybody that finds a hospital at night deserves it. The whole town's on instruments. But anyway, I want to say, you know, Esther, the boys recuperating this hospital come from all parts of the country. Why don't we take them on a quick trip and show them what's going on in other places on Christmas Day?
That's a wonderful idea, Bob. Let's do it.
First, let's see what Christmas is like back in the mountain country.
Paul! Hey, wake up, Paul. It's Christmas again. Paul.
Huh?
Paul, it's Christmas 1953.
53? What happened to Christmas 52?
Oh, Paul, that's gone. You know, you look so tired, I just hung up a wreath on your nose and let you sleep. Merry Christmas, Paul.
Oh, same to you, Daisy Mae, Francie Lou, Springtime and the Rockies Bell. Think we're overdoing it?
Christmas Day like it is, Paul, you ought to dude up.
I did dude up.
You did?
Yep, I dude it. Don't know what else I can do less than I take a bath, and I ain't gonna do that after what happened last time.
What happened last time you took a bath, Paul?
Oh, I'd been killing off Hatfields for 50 years. When I got the dirt off, I found out I was one of them.
Hey, Paul, you got a Christmas present for me?
Huh?
You know I ain't the whining kind, but I sure need a new dresslum.
Yep, you sure do, Abner.
Abner?
You need a dress, and I need glasses. So you want to pretty up with a lot of feminine fripperies, do you?
Well, a gal has dreams, Paul. Seems like even a little old Passler Mountain trash like me ought to have something for Christmas, if and I wantin'.
Okay, I'll get you something for Christmas, if and you wantin'. If and you wantin' it, I'll get in it, if and you wantin' it, if and. Don't try it out, hillbilly me. I know Tennessee Ernie personally. Huh? All right, Ma. You talk me into it. For a present, I'll give you a pig for your very own. Real live pig for you. Just you. How's that?
A pig?
Yeah.
If there's one thing I don't want, Pa, it's a darn filthy, stupid-looking pig.
Why not, Ma?
Well, look at the mirror on this wall, Pa, and the marriage license on the other wall. I already got one.
And now let's go to the nation's capital in the White House and look in to see how the President and Mrs. Eisenhower spent Christmas.
Oh, Ike, it's a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, it sure is, Mamie, especially for Republicans. After... That's about it, isn't it, huh? After 20 years, we're finally in the White House.
How does it feel, dear?
I can't tell you, but Tony Bennett isn't the only stranger in paradise.
Ike, what was that?
It's nothing. It always happens on windy nights.
Well, anyway, Ike, it's been a lovely Christmas. We got some beautiful cards and telegrams.
Yes, except this one strikes a sad note. He felt so sure he was going to be elected, then he lost out.
Oh. Who's it from? Adlai?
No, Jack Dempsey.
And what lovely Christmas presents we got, dear.
Yeah, I got a fishing pole and 600 dozen golf balls.
600 dozen golf balls?
Oh, it's not too many. I have plans.
Oh. Well, what are you going to do with them all?
Well, I'll keep a couple of dozen to play with.
Yeah?
And I'm going to scatter the rest on Senator McCarthy's front porch.
Wonderful, Bob. Where to now?
Well, Esther, almost everyone in the world celebrated Christmas today.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and thank you, and you.
Who is that?
King Farouk receiving a present from his harem. But next, Esther, let's go on across the country and see what went on today in New York.
Fine, Bob. Whereabouts in New York are we going?
To the tenement district and the tough kids on the wrong side of the tracks. Hey, Moit.
Yeah, Hyman.
Ain't Christmas wonderful, Moit?
Yeah, it's well, Hyman.
Gee, it makes me feel so good and so warm inside, I could slug you.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I will slug you. Merry Christmas to you, Moit.
Gee, thanks. And a Merry Christmas to you, Hyman.
Well, I can always use them for banjo picks.
Yeah. Hey there, Hyman. What'd your folks give you for Christmas, huh?
Nothing.
What'd you give your folks?
Nothing.
What'd your old lady give your pop?
Nothing.
What'd he give her?
Nothing.
Gee, don't you folks like Christmas?
Yeah, we like Christmas. We just don't like each other.
Ah, Hoyme, didn't you get nothing for Christmas?
My old man tried to do some Christmas shopping, but he couldn't.
He couldn't do any Christmas shopping? How about at night?
That's when he tried to do it, but the cops caught him. He caught him down the basement of the 5 and 10. Now he's up the river doing 10 to 20.
See, I'm so glad you come over, Hoyme. It's nice sitting here together.
Yeah, your folks have sure got a fancy apartment, Moit.
Yeah, you like it, huh?
Yeah, what's that room without the door?
Oh, that's where the bathtub is. Pa took the door off.
Why?
Well, when he's taking his bath, he don't want to miss nothing on television.
That's what I... That's what I like about your folks, Moit. They're ritzy. Hey, Moit.
Yeah?
You ain't mentioned my new suit.
It's real sharp,
Moit. Yeah, it's one of them drape suits.
Drape suits, huh?
Yeah, my old lady made it from the ones in the parlor.
Hey, Moit, I got some news for you.
Yeah?
She should have taken the coiting rods out.
I'd slug you again if I could spare the teeth. You know, Moit, being all dressed up makes me feel like that song, Rags to Riches.
Rags to Riches?
Ain't you heard it?
Nah.
I'll sing it to you. This suit is kind of tight for singing in, but I guess I can do it. Listen, I know I'd go from rags to riches.
Hey, what do you know, Hoyme? You're back to rags again.
Yeah, now I got a split personality.
Hey, shh. Fine. I didn't tell my father we had a date tonight. And I think I hear him moving around upstairs.
Daughter, what is that down there? Mice?
No, Pa. It's Hoyman Hope.
Oh, rats.
Hey, Hoyman. Here he comes. He's coming downstairs.
What does he want with me, that old coot?
Hey, what'd you say, young man?
I said your daughter's a beaut.
I want to speak to you about that, young man. You've been calling on my daughter for 8 years now, and I don't know what your intentions are, but I doubt it.
Ah, Pa, come on already. Please leave Hoyman alone.
You hide her.
Maybe you better go home, huh, Hoyman?
Okay, but you come out in the hall with me, huh? Gosh, it's dark out here, Moy. Hold still, I kiss you goodnight. Hey, that didn't feel like I kissed you, Moy. It felt like somebody else.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Bob, as we close our last show of the year, let's pause a moment to think about the ways in which the American Dairy Association touches our lives. You know, it's pretty hard to imagine just what our country would be like with no eggnog or butter cookies at Christmas time, no ice cream cones, no cream for our coffee or milk to drink. Through the natural richness of this great land of ours, these millions of dairy farmers who make up the American Dairy Association make it possible for us to enjoy all the genuine dairy foods which fill such an important place in our lives.
Yeah, let me add a holiday greeting from these members of the American Dairy Association as they extend their best wishes for a glorious holiday season to all our listeners. May the rich blessings of a happy home and the rewarding glow of warm friendships enrich your lives. May this holiday season and the year to come be the finest you have ever known. That is the sincere wish of all of us in the American Dairy Association. Oh, thanks for the memory of Christmas here today in the good old USA. It's peace on earth, goodwill toward men in our old, old-fashioned way. And we thank you so much.
I want to thank Esther Williams very much for bringing these boys a lot of happiness out here. Also, Les Brown, his band, Margaret Whiting, Jimmy Wakely, Guy Mitchell, TaylorMade's, Bobby Brand, David Dyer, Joe Graydon. They're all out here with us today, along with a lot of Paramount starlets, Joan Taylor, Marla English, Francie Higgins, Rita Sullivan, Marion Ross, Gene Shores, Randy Farr, Joni Paris, Pat Blake, all these people out here, Long Beach Hospital, along with Bill Goodwin, to just sort of bring these boys a little laugh here and there. And to the boys here at Long Beach Veterans Hospital for making us welcome once again. You know, this becoming an annual affair with us, we hope you've enjoyed our Christmas show just as half as much as we'd enjoyed putting it on for you. Got a little of that turkey in my eye tooth. I couldn't see what I was talking about. Now, we really consider it a great privilege to celebrate this Christmas tide with you fellas, who've given so much in our struggle to make a living reality the great ideal of peace on earth, goodwill toward all men. We haven't attained our goal as yet, but with the example of courage and strength set by men like you, we will surely carry on until we do. Merry Christmas and good night. Be sure to listen to the Bob Hope Show next week from Hollywood with our special guest, Lorraine Day. Esther Williams can soon be seen in MGM's Easy to Love. The American Dairy Association, the nation's dairy farmers, have brought you The Bob Hope Show, an NBC Radio Network production written by Norman Sullivan and Charles Stewart, transcribed direct from the Veterans Administration Hospital in Long Beach, California. Remember, butter brightens the flavor of every food it touches.